Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
814, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, you know what?
Hey, what?
Wife just left. It's her first day back at work.
Getting back at it, huh? I know she started a new job, like, right around the pandemic stuff and working from home.
So like now she's same week.
So now she's got to go back to the office. That sucks, man.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of a tough transition, you know, getting so comfortable doing things in your pajamas at home and then going back out into the workforce, man, you know?
That's got to be...
I told her, though, keep things set up because I think there's going to be another round.
Probably, you know. Or, I mean, I'd be like, hey, boss, just let me keep working from home. This is sweet. That's got to be the hard part for the ladies. Like, for us men, it's pretty easy. Like, if we need to get ready for, like, a Zoom meeting, basically fix our hair a little bit and throw on a button-up shirt if we have to. But we can sit there in our underwear and
for
do
you
it.
And I, it's just a hat. Just throw the hat on.
Yeah,
you know?
It's even that, Dad. A lot of mornings when I was broadcasting from home, there's nothing. I was in a robe. Literally nothing. I brushed my teeth, and that was it. Most mornings. But having to do the hair and put the makeup on and everything, ugh, sounds like a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
In the arms of an angel.
What is that?
It sounds like. That's her life right now.
It's like, what? The cat die or something? Anyway, I digress. We got to get to it. Your WTF. Let's do it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie?
What's
okay.
Up?
Another stupid criminal from Florida. It's just, once again, what the Florida? Mm-hmm. There's a 34-year-old woman from Fort Pierce, Florida, who was arrested last month for a DUI. Okay. When the cops took her to jail, the police reports say the x-ray had, quote, showed a foreign object in her groin area. It turned out she had a crack pipe in her rectal tunnel. That's right, the old prison wallet, as I like to call it.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a crack pipe there, and her excuse was she forgot it was there. She just forgot.
Oh, just forgot.
That the crack pipe was there.
She's like, I haven't done crack since 1992.
Unbelievable.
It's been there since the 90s.
She was hit with additional charges for possession of drug paraphernalia and introduction of contraband into a detention facility. So she got hit with some more. I didn't know they did x-rays at the police station. Did you know they did that?
Well, here's probably what happened. They probably knew something was in there, you know. So they're like, all right, you're not going to admit it. You're not going to, you know, do anything about it. We'll take you in and we'll get you x-rayed. I don't think they just x-ray everybody, right?
Well, maybe. I don't know. As a precautionary measure. This is why you and I need to go get arrested to see what this is all about, you know? Just nothing big. I'm not saying let's go full on Florida and have a crack pipe there in the old prison wallet, but, you know, I'm interested.
Maybe we could do, like, the little toy car bit like Jackass did.
All right. Are we drawing straws for who's going to be the lucky guy who's going to get real close with his Matchbox car?
Yeah. I hope I don't draw the short straw on that one.
It's one of the Matchbox trucks. Full size. It's a semi.
Why'd you pick a Tonka truck? What the hell?
Is that one of those power wheels? What are you doing, man?
Oh, battery and all, damn. Yeah, it's just not a good spot for things, you know? I couldn't imagine, you know, she probably has previous charges.
Yeah.
She probably went to jail for crack before, and she's like, you know what? I'm not going back again for crack, so I'm going to put it in my crack.
Talk about a crack pipe, am I right? Hey. Anybody who is willing to go that far to conceal their paraphernalia has been there before. This is not the first time. The only question is, what kind of cleaning routine do you do after the fact? Like, let's say some reason you get away with it. I mean... I don't know if I'd ever feel comfortable putting my lips on that again.
Yeah,
you know?
You know. Plus, that's got to be very relieving, you know, when you're out of that situation and you get to relieve yourself of it. You know what is amazing, too? The people who, like, get on the plane and, like, have, like, I don't know.
Oh, they got a keystone,
insane
man?
Amount of,
yeah.
Of cocaine in their body, and then they go and,
Here's what we're going to do.
Desperate measures.
We're going to have you swallow these balloons full of heroin, okay? Now, hear us out. Hear us out. You're going to pass them in just a few days. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Well, what if the balloons break? Well, you're going to be high as a mofo. Okay.
If you don't die. If you don't die, you're going to be just fine. You're going to be flying. But
just be careful, okay? Don't take any shots to the gut. Move real slow. You'll be fine. Good old prison wallet taking care of business.
Just take me to jail.
Take me to jail. Here you go, officers. Here you go. Don't bring the officer with the big fingers, all right? Don't do that.
Yeah, all right.
Find the officer with the thinnest fingers, please, for the love of God. WTF.